Welcome to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. People say the rich are getting richer. Well, guess what? The poor are getting richer as well. Between 1990 to 2004, people living under extreme poverty were reduced by 270 million. We are now witnessing the first sub-30 self-made billionaires. Is it an anomaly or the beginning of a new reality? Groupon started in 2008. 4 years later, it's valued at over $1 billion. It is now easier to create wealth than any other time in our history. eBay was started from home. Facebook was started from a dorm room. And Apple was started in a garage. Were they anomalies or the beginning of a new reality? Microsoft, Amazon, and Google all started from home. Do you have a dream? Do you want to change your life, your job, or maybe you just want a promotion? Whatever it is, people will tell you no. People will tell you you can't do it. Maybe just because they can't, because they don't have the courage. They don't want to see you do it. But you have to be stronger than that. Never let anyone tell you what you're capable of or what your potential is, how high you can climb. Only you know. And tonight, we look at those live cases from Dubai of people who've taken their careers to the ultimate heights. People who've had the courage to chase their dreams. And hopefully, they'll inspire you to chase yours. And the internet is one of the most exciting business arenas we have ever known. If you're thinking of starting your own online business, if you're thinking of stepping out into cyberspace to start your next venture, then you're going to love this episode of Eye on Careers. From the founder of Sukr.com, the Middle East's first and leading online private shopping club, we are going to be talking to the founder of sellanycar.com. This is the story of Sajin Yalcin, a dot-com serial entrepreneur. Well, not all of us are multimillionaire geniuses, and in fact, some of us even struggle with our own careers, let alone building a multimillion dollar business. So that's why on Eye on Careers, we have the Career Clinic. Tonight, we're going to hear the story of a man. His name is Eno. He's a consultant. And he's looking to find his feet in the Middle East market. He's in a live job search. He's been out pounding the pavement. We're going to look at his case live. We're going to turn his situation around in 20 minutes or less. Well, if you want to be a success, you can't just have one success story. You can't just take one kick at the can. Because one thing we've learned on Eye on Careers is success is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It takes tenacity. It takes persistence. It takes dedication to win the game of life. So we don't have just one story. We have two. And our second story is sure to be a hit with the women in our audience. As they say, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tonight, we have the Lord of Diamonds, a man who has been a spearhead of one of the most glamorous businesses of all time. This episode of Eye on Careers, we hear the story of the chairman of the Dubai Diamond Exchange. Just to give you an idea, in 2005, the Dubai Diamond Exchange was trading $10 billion in diamonds. That's not bad at all, not too shabby. But today they are trading over $40 billion in diamonds. It's totally amazing. But tonight, we can't start any show without our inspirator, Reem Albana, the world's greatest risk manager. And every week she comes to us with a new story about inspiration. So here she is tonight. Reem, welcome to Eye on Careers.
I'm disappointed. Where's my song?
I was hoping that we could get doing that. The song.
I need to sing it right now.
Wild Thing. You know, We have it. You know, it's good things. They take time, and
they
you know,
time?
They take
do,
they
do
take.
I need a, to be more patient right now.
Yes, you know, and you know, it's coming. But so what is the inspirational story?
Well, I'm gonna dedicate this show to mountaineers out there. I know three of them: Ian, Alistair, and Ade. Hope you're listening. I know Ian's asleep, but anyway. The story tonight is about a persistent mountaineer who stayed alive just out of sheer determination. And as this is one of our sponsors' favorite mountaineering lore, I will hand the mic to him. Peter, are you here?
I am indeed. Thank you very much indeed.
Peter Binion, he is the regional director of the ICAEW. This is the largest accounting institution in the entire world. That's a first place on the global stage. Congratulations, Peter.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much. Well, I think talking about inspiration, you're talking about climbing high, you're talking about tenacity. I think even though I'm an accountant, I can dream beyond my books and my balance sheets and profit and loss accounts, and I can look at the hills, I look at the rolling mountains, and an inspirational story is certainly that of one Joe Simpson. Some of you may have read the book, Touching the Void. It's been made into a film. This is about a guy... Two guys who were climbing the first time the Silu Grande in the Peruvian Andes. It's a mountain some 6,300 meters tall, and they climbed this solo style, and they'd been experiencing bad weather, and by the time they got to the top, they'd actually run out of fuel and stuff for their stove, which actually means in that sort of a situation, if you run out of fuel, you can't melt your snow to take a drink. And dehydration, believe it or not, when you're at that height, is one of the major dangers that you run into. They managed to get to the top of the mountain, and they were climbing back down, still pretty much close to the top, when Joe fell off a serac and smashed his knee. So there he is, these two guys then stuck at 20,000 feet up in this mountain. One guy has got a broken leg with his knee right smashed right up through the tibia. It really is not
they
a pleasant situation.
They broke the tibia.
That hurts.
Exactly.
That's a bad one.
So what do they do? I mean, generally in these situations, it's a game of life or death. And if you're stuck at 20,000 feet, then generally you die. The climbing partner, Simon Yates, tied two ropes together and actually belayed Joe down the mountain about 300 foot a time, and kept belaying him during the course of the night, until at one stage when they were stuck, it was blowing a gale, it was minus 40 degrees, and suddenly Joe finds himself at the end of the rope, being held on by Simon further up the mountain. And he couldn't stop himself to take the weight off the rope. So what actually happens is that Joe's then as a dead weight, hanging at the edge of a cliff, just dangling there.
I would freak out.
And, you know, what on earth happens? And Simon, who's the other guy further up the mountain, is gradually being pulled off this mountain. So what's the scenario? You've got, do they both die, or do they let one die? Simon, who's the chap who's holding on to Joe, feels that, you know, he's hung on there for half an hour. It's blowing a gale. It's minus 40 degrees. His hands are freezing cold. What does he do? He manages to reach in the back of his pack, and he gets a knife, and he cuts the rope.
Oh.
Joe is then dropped. Falls. He falls right the balance of the way down the mountain. Simon gets into, digs himself a hole in the snow.
150 feet.
About 150 feet. Yeah. And Joe ends up in the bottom of a crevasse. Broken leg, crashes, you know, totally spark out. Wakes up in the morning. Joe looks up and he sees the sun shining through the hole in the sky. Sees the rope which is hanging above him into this hole, and he pulls on this rope thinking he may be able to get purchase, and the rope comes down and he sees that the rope has actually been cut. So the guy is left for dead. Joe is at the bottom of this crevasse. He's left for dead, broken leg, nowhere to go.
He's lucky he survived this long, the drop.
I mean, it is an incredible story. an incredible story. Joe then works out how the hell he can get out of this. And eventually he manages to let himself down in the crevasse until he crawls out of the hole into the sunshine. And then has to spend the next 3 days without food, crawling down through the snowfield till he finds his friends. And he's got a broken leg. He's got crawls 5 miles. He's going over boulders. He's going through.
And he never gave up.
And the way he did it is just thinking, I've just got to make the next 10 yards. Just get through. The secret being, or the meant being, just break up your problem into small little parts, and anything is achievable.
There's my song. Too late now.
That is an awesome story. For those of you, this is an interactive show, so if you have any questions for us, you can SMS us at 4001 or give us a call at 04-423-1010. Thank you very much, Peter, from the ICAW. That was one amazing story.
It's a much better story when you read it. Wow. It's fantastic.
Reem Albana, thank you so much.
Good night,
and have
good
a great night, have a great evening. And so coming up, we are going to hear the story of Sajin Yalcin, founder and CEO of SellAnyCar.com. And after that, we have Peter Mias, chairman of Dubai Diamond Exchange. We have Eno, the consultant, looking for a job. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, the ICAW and LeMoon.com, your career channel. You know, if you're looking for anything related to your career, you can go check out LeMoon.com. It's a great site. It's also another one of Dubai's great success stories. So stay with us. We're going to be hearing the story of Sajin Yalcin, a .com serial entrepreneur, in just a minute.